Downtown Medford businesses have spent years trying to create a livelier atmosphere in the nighttime. Yes, people do come downtown for the big shows at the Criterion Theater, but that's not the only arts venue. Two others just announced plans to work together. We've talked to the people at the Music Resource Center Rockaferry in the past, and our listeners have also heard from the Randall Theater Company. Those are the two that are planning joint events. John Wing is the executive director of the Randall Theater. Welcome, John.
Hi there.
And Shane Ross is the founder and president of Rockaferry. Welcome, Shane.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Shane, yours is the harder one to describe, so why don't we start with you and tell us what Rockaferry is all about and how things have changed since you opened the doors.
Sure. I like to think Rockaferry is a gym. We get a lot of people coming in. Often, when we first opened up, they thought we were a thrift store, and then they thought we were a used music shop. But in fact, we are a library and a full music resource center. So we get a lot of people coming in either looking for an instrument or looking for some lessons. We serve about, on average, I think like 12 people a day that come in and either discover music or instrument for the first time or find a place that they can connect with other artists. It's been lively. And one thing that we've been working to do is provide more and more resources for artists to either get together and form bands or find places to play. So it was really exciting working with John and talking to John and seeing that John was open to allowing us to do some more all-ages events there.
All right, so the basic idea of Rockaferry is you're connecting people to music, whether it's to other people or to the instruments or to recording facilities. It sounds like all those things are available.
Correct. That's right.
And John Wing, give us a little history on Randall. It's been in Medford for a while now in a couple of different places.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, it started over 10 years ago with a show in Vogel Plaza, actually, in downtown Medford, when they were doing the tree lighting. And it was an adaptation of the classic Christmas Carol tale with starring the Grinch. So, interesting start there, but then, made a semi-permanent home at Third and Front. So we've been in downtown Medford for over 10 years. We've moved a couple of times since then, including the last time during the pandemic. We moved to 115 East Main Street, which is the old Howie's performance venue. And we did that. And it kind of opened up our horizons a little bit. That's why we called it the Ghostlight Playhouse, because now the Randall Theater still exists and we're still doing shows. In fact, Godspell is opening March 10th. But the Ghostlight Playhouse is a new home of the Randall Theater Company. And that allows us also to, form partnerships like we're doing with Rockaferry and other ones that we're working on, too. We're kind of bringing more entertainment onto our stage.
All right. So the Ghostlight Playhouse is the Randall's current home, but it also serves some other functions?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so, Shane, talk about the how you guys got to talking with each other.
So it was actually a nudge by Greg Frederick to talk to John Wing. And so I got to talking to John, and we
Greg
ended
Frederick
up
is a bass player in the region, I should point out, and a very active musician.
So I started talking to John. We borrowed some equipment, and then through back and forth discussion, there was talks about putting on events at Ghostlight. And I think that evolved into us having some speculative dates in January, and then that evolved as well to opening up an open mic on Fridays. So I think we've done two open mics there and even two events there so far. And as far as I'm aware, unfortunately, I'm being a professional musician myself. I wasn't able to be there at the latest event where we had Shoelace and Template playing. Shoelace being one of the bands that was able to benefit from Rockaferry. They connected with a drummer there. They practiced there. They've been touring and gigging ever since. And their latest show at the Ghostlight Playhouse seemed to be super successful. I think John might be able to comment more on it, but from what I'm aware, it was a really good turnout.
I will ask John about that in a second, but yeah, I'm getting struck by the idea that basically you are kind of like a big business incubator, but not about business, about music. You incubate people in the music business.
That's right. Yeah, I like to think that we are helping people become rock stars.
Hence the name Rockaferry. John Wing, talk about the process of deciding upon things like open mic nights and what the other events are that you have planned.
Oh, I mean, it ties right in. I mean, going back to that meeting, our first meeting with the speakers, Greg Frederick of the Rogue Suspects kind of set us up. They were in need of some speakers for an event, and we had some extra ones laying around. And Greg said, well, you guys should talk. You guys have a lot to talk about. So I mean, I remember the day it was actually like we were setting up for another event, and these two guys showed up, Shane and Tristan, and said, "Hey, we need some speakers." "Oh, here you go. All right, see you later." And you know, after that, we kind of every time we talked after that, we realized that our values just kind of aligned, and you know, the Randall Theater as a theater company has always been. You know, we changed our mission statement to accessible entertainment because it's always been a place that somebody could come and, you know, 10 years since high school, never did a play or whatever, can come in and audition and get on stage again. And at the Ghostside Playhouse, where we want to have live music, we want to have comedy. So we're like, well, open mics make sense, you know, and we want to develop the next level of talent, just like we're kind of doing as a theater company. We might as well keep that mission alive throughout everything we do. And so every conversation I've had with Shane is just like, you know, we find another new way to benefit music education. And hopefully the plan is to get, you know, people that are more business minded that maybe think like, hey, music education is a good thing, you know, but it's kind of hard, you know, the disconnect. If you're just a person in the community who wants there to be more music education in the community, what do? Well, we're making a way that says, hey, if you, you know, come downtown and support these organizations, like, we'll take care of the hard stuff. You just come out and enjoy the show.
John Wing is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, executive director of the Randall Theater Company and the Ghostlight Playhouse in downtown Medford. Shane Ross is also in downtown Medford, founder and president of Rockaferry. And we're talking about their working together to create some events and more, perhaps, in downtown Medford. And you're welcome to get involved in the conversation with us. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So Shane mentioned he didn't get a chance to spend much time at those early events. I mean, Grant, you know, you're getting something started here. How did you feel about the turnout, John Wing?
Oh, that night was really special because, you know, I've been hearing a lot about these guys, you know, especially Shoelace. It's kind of this younger group that they're trying to, you know, get exposure and get out there. And, you know, promo for events is always a fun thing, especially when artists, you know, hey, I got to get the graphics, I got to get this going. And where are we going to put, you know, all kind of, and last minute a little bit because, you know, we're just getting these started and, you know, we don't really have a lot of time to promote because we're like, you know, just getting them on stage. But we packed the house and it was a lot of friends and family of the band, but that's exactly what we're going for. We want to get these people, you know, these young folks, a good positive experience on stage that gets them to come back. And so, you know, it was for us, a full house is about 40. And we rocked it. I mean, it was packed. It was all ages, you know, you know, and it was a really good atmosphere and like everybody left feeling really good. And Shoelace got to go on and put on a heck of a show. And then Template closed out and played till almost midnight. And, you know, the all ages aspect kind of filters out when you get up past 10 o'clock. You know, right. It wasn't a lot of little kids or anything, but, you know, it was good to see families out there able to see this thing that maybe, you know, you're not able to see live music in downtown Medford with your, you know, 16-year-old kid or something, but you can do that at the Ghostlight.
All right, so this is not an alcohol venue, I'm guessing.
What's that?
There's no alcohol served at this venue, I'm guessing.
Oh, no. So we do have, like, beer and wine, but mm-hmm. we don't have hard alcohol, but we also have, like, stuff for the kids. So, you know, it's kind of like if you go to Red Robin or something, like, we have the same liquor license.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, no, they can serve more liquor than we can. We can only do beer and wine.
Right. All right, okay, so there is some stuff to be had there, drink and food, it sounds like.
Yeah, actually, and so that, the beer and wine, we make an effort to make it all local as possible. I call it local-ish. But we also can serve food next door from Craving Cave as well. So we're making other partnerships there, too.
Okay, all kinds of things going on. And then so has the word gotten out from Shoelace and the other band, Shane? I mean, are people wanting to get into the situation over there at the Ghostlight?
Yeah. So as far as Shoelace goes and Template, I mean, we've been working with them, and Template's a very good band, very tight. And Shoelace themselves, they've actually been, you know, doing small tours, and I think they got signed to do an album by Sandy Ficca. He was a part of Firefall back in the 70s. He's a drummer. So they're getting a lot of traction there, and they've been able to develop. As far as Ghostlight goes, I think people are just discovering that it's there. So it's fun being at the karaoke's, the comedy nights, the open mics, the events, because people walk by and they people kind of forgot that Howie's, or excuse me, Ghost Light Playhouse now is a thing. And so they'll walk by, and I think they're starting to get people coming in. So it's fun when people discover a new venue, they'll kind of stop through the window and look for a minute, and then they'll decide if they come in. And usually when I'm in there, I'm like, come on in, check it out. There's live entertainment. Let's go. You know, so I think it's going to take, it'll take probably a couple more weeks. But I think the regular crowd is growing, particularly the nights that I've been there for the open mic and the karaoke. I think every time I've gone, I've seen a couple new faces.
All right. So open mic, karaoke, and a couple of different types of open mic. Is that right, John?
Yeah. So Thursday is dedicated to comedy, and then Friday is the music one hosted by Rockaberry.
And how's been the turnout for the, I'm talking about both sides of the microphone, for the comedy open mic so far?
You know, it's been pretty good. So a comedy open mic, the crowd is going to be a lot of comedy open micers, but, you know, that's to be expected, and that's why we're there. And, you know, so it's kind of the same atmosphere of like, look, this is going to be a supportive environment. This isn't going to be a rough room. You know, we're the stage that if you've never, you know, obviously if you have 10, 20 years of experience, you're welcome on our stage. But if you have zero experience, you're also welcome on our stage. And so, you know, we had somebody who had been in a few shows with us, Stephen Corellis, actually, and he's a local volunteer involved with the Historical Society and also an actor. And he was in a couple of shows with us, and he decided, hey, I want to do 5 minutes. And he got up and marked something off the bucket list. So that was cool. And then you have other people who are just working on material for the weekend, and it's really cool. So, you know, that's the kind of thing of like, we as a nonprofit, we have the capability of saying like, look, we're going to do these events that maybe don't historically bring in a ton of money. But that's not our purpose. You know, we take that nonprofit very seriously. And that's kind of the thing, like if people want to support the concept of it again, like, hey, I like that, you know, comedians can get up there. I like that musicians can get up there. I don't have the time to get down there to support it myself. That's why we have our $10 a month membership that does have some benefits as well in the store or in the venue itself and then online. But that's, you know, 10 bucks a month that you can just support the concept of it.
Okay, so people can keep regular subscriptions and keep their toe and their dollars in the Randall Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned starting Godspell on March 10th. How can you do these activities and have a show at the same time?
Oh, well, that's the complicated part. So, actually, the Roxbury is providing some rehearsal space for us. So, like last night, for instance, we had trivia and then karaoke at the Ghost Light. And then over at Roxbury, we were having a Godspell rehearsal. So then when the show actually starts, we'll have to, you know, move the schedule around a little bit because, you know, we'll go on Fridays and, you know, Godspell goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, we'll just have to announce ahead of time, like, you know, hey, this is what's happening. But, you know, it's just going to be very busy.
Indeed. And really, this is you guys taking something of a bet on downtown Medford becoming a livelier place at night, I would think, Shane.
Yeah, you know, the scene deserves, you know, I think downtown Medford is lively if you're the demographic that's going to stay out till 2 a.m. and have a few beers.
Ah.
And what I'm really excited about is to see that change a little bit. Let's have some earlier entertainment, and let's have some earlier family-friendly entertainment and see that talent. Because it's not that the talent, you know, wants to be only playing bars.
Right.
It's that right now they're kind of pigeonholed because there's no venues that offer earlier set times or family-friendly events.
Okay. Shane Ross is the founder and president of Rockaferry. John Wing, executive director of the Randall Theater and the Ghost Light Playhouse. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. That'll do it for today's exchange. Angela Decker is our senior producer. Nash Bennett, assistant producer. Zach Beagle at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Find us online at jeffexchange.org. Stay safe and have a great day.